You don't even know what stupid is! It's about to get all stupid up in here!
Ladies, ladies, ladies!
Uneducated humor.
We're in the his heels!
Who the fuck are these guys?
Hey! Who the fuck are you? Huh? Who the fuck are you?
I think that you are physically repulsive, intellectually retarded, you're morally reprehensible, vulgar, insensitive, selfish, stupid, you have no taste, a lousy sense of humor, and you smell.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
What up, everybody? It's your daddy, Chench.
It's Arnold.
It's Uneducated Humor.
Now, for the past, like, two or three episodes, we're like, we're back. And then, like, 4 months go by, and we're like, we're back again. Sorry, it took forever. And then each and every fucking time, somebody has always came back from Mexico. This time, it's been my turn.
Well, you guys should be happy we're back. And this time, I'm not the one that's coming back from Mexico.
It is me.
It is Arnulfo.
I went to go see some donkey shows. Then my mom was there, surprisingly.
Wait, what?
No, I'm just kidding.
Your mom was in the show?
Yeah, she was part of the...
Your mom's a donkey? So your mom's doing the boning.
You're doing the bucking bronco.
Damn, bro. Right off the get, you're already ragging on your mom?
Yeah, dude. Got to start off the new episode.
Damn, bro. All right.
We got a lot of catching up to do. Since the last episode we did, we recorded it, what?
Like I grew a beard.
Huh?
I grew a beard since the last episode. Well, it's
That's there. A raggedy-ass beard, bro.
Look, it's 1,000% better than yours.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah.
But it's something.
Yeah.
So when you always say, what's going on? I usually just say nothing.
Nothing.
I'm trying to grow a beard. I'm trimming it, though. It doesn't look very long because I'm trying to grow it in.
You know, this is actually great material for the people that can't see your can't see your fucking face.
I don't give a fuck. I'm growing a beard.
We'll take a picture of your beard later. We'll Photoshop
it. Nah, Photoshop it. It's Rick Ross.
Yeah. So the last time we recorded, kind of made some changes in my life.
Okay.
Single.
You're so, single again.
Yeah, the whole getting engaged.
Wait, the last time you were single, or now you're single?
No, I'm single now. Last time, no, last
you're
time
single
was,
now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, the last time I was single too, I just was like, wasn't sure about it.
All
yeah,
right,
for sure.
So, so as of right now, you're single.
No. Yeah.
See? I can never take okay, seriously because I never
anymore.
Know.
I'm not engaged anymore.
Okay, you're not engaged. So you're single.
Huh?
Are you single?
Yes.
You're single?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Want to hear how the whole... do you know how my relationship ended to the last one?
Yeah, but if you want to tell me, you can tell me again.
I didn't tell you all the details because I kind of wanted to save it.
All right. Put your cards on your table.
I'm gonna put it out there. Because, look, you share your life on podcasts, so...
Yeah. That's what normal people do.
So, this girl that I was engaged to, I dated her before.
Uh-huh.
And she ended up putting some other dude's dick in her mouth at school, blah, blah, blah. 4 years go by, she hears the show, and she hears me talking shit about her.
Uh-huh.
So she was just like, I heard your show, I heard you're talking shit about me.
She got hot and bothered because you're talking shit about her.
Yeah, and I was just like, you're not going to get an apology, fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, I don't want an apology. And keep in mind, she has a boyfriend, so mm-hmm. it plays well into the story.
Mm-hmm.
So we started talking, and she was just like, oh, like, I like your show, you talk shit about me, because I'm a dumb bitch like that.
And I like it.
Yeah.
I like when you talk shit about me.
Yeah.
Alright.
And keep in mind, I said a lot of mean shit. I said, like, she smelled like tuna.
By the way, that's weird.
Huh?
That's weird.
Why is it weird?
She's a weird girl.
Yeah.
That's weird. Besides whatever else you're going to say right now,
uh-huh.
That's weird, dude.
Oh, this is... We're gonna dive into all that. I can do a whole show of bitches be crazy based on that girl. But let me get to what happened.
So that's why you want to do Bitches Be Crazy, because you're with the crazy fucking bitch.
I can do like a whole series. Like
encyclopedia of it, dude.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so we, like a dumbass, I proposed to her like a month or two of dating her. And
but not only, you were with her before.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're like, we could just...
It's not like I just randomly met her and blew her to marry me. You're like, I have history with this person. Okay. So she leaves her boyfriend and gets with me, right? February, we get engaged, and maybe like 7 days later, She tells me she's pregnant. Mm-hmm. But it may not be mine. So.
Oh my god, I wasn't going to laugh, but
so after,
you got me at the end, dude.
Like seven days after I proposed to her, I'm pregnant, may not be yours, and...
Give me that ring back, that's the first thing you said.
The what?
Give me the ring.
No, I was just like, oh, okay, so it's a coin flip, whether it's mine or not, because there was kind of some overlappage. And that's why you don't cheat on your boyfriend, ladies, because you might get pregnant by someone else.
Yeah.
So, she ended up losing the kid, and that's why, like, that we had, like, such a fucking layoff. Mm-hmm. It's just because I was kind of just dealing with that whole little...
You lost a baby that probably wasn't even yours?
Yeah. So, yeah. So, you know, we did the whole breakup thing, and... Yeah, well, come on. Someone tells you, like, hey, I'm pregnant. It may be yours.
I might be a dad. Psych! No, you're not.
Yeah. So, we ended up, like, I don't know, we just never recovered from that because, I don't know, just, after that, like, where do you go from there, you know? Mm-hmm. And she was just like, you're never going to find somebody like me. You know what my response was?
What was your response to that?
You bitch. You stupid, stupid bitch.
Damn, dude, that's rough.
Yeah, so, after that, dude, like, I don't know, I just needed some time to kind of recuperate. And then my buddy's all, let's go to Cancun. And I was like, all right.
So you set up a plan to go to Cancun?
No, it was just like a last minute thing. Oh. My buddies are like, hey, we're going to Cancun, make sure you have your passport. Mm-hmm. And I was like, fuck it, I need to get out of this funk. Mm-hmm. I need to go create some memories, bro. Mm-hmm. In Cancun. And it was fun.
Okay.
But we're in Mexico. Uh-huh. And you know how I feel about Spanish music?
You don't understand it because you don't speak Spanish.
To me, it all sounds the same, dude.
Because you don't understand it.
Yeah.
Okay.
These, like, are my friends, or our friends, love to bump it.
Yeah.
Brushing your teeth. For any little thing, dude, like...
Taking a shit?
Taking a shit. These are bomb-ass tacos. And I shit you not, it was this music the whole fucking time. You know, like, I was just like, when I'm getting ready, you know, I like to get in the, you know, the mode, you know? So, in my mind,
I'm gonna take a shower.
Huh?
I'm gonna take a shower.
Yeah, I'm gonna wash all the goods, wash all the dirty parts.
You're supposed to play the song.
What part?
I'm gonna take a shower.
But them, they're not...
Hey, let's go grab some food. Hey, I'm trying to go to sleep.
I'm pretty much what it was.
Hey, good morning, you guys.
And I was like, fuck, can somebody just, like, play, like, some pit bull or something?
Hey, what time's the Mexico game?
I don't know, like, 10:30? But I'll tell you this. I will give you this. Watching the Mexico game in Mexico is fucking awesome, dude.
Hey, when Mexico scored a goal?
I'm not even kidding. That's how it was. I'm not even kidding.
Who's going to pay for the bill?
Not me. I didn't bring enough money.
So, your Cancun trip was cool, but you were annoyed most of the time.
No.
Because these guys play the music for everything.
They do.
For everything.
They do. Are you waiting for me to play it?
I'm thinking of something to say for you to play
it. No, like, it was cool. Like, we had a lot of fun down there. Like, but just towards the end of the trip, like, I was just, like, I was so done, dude. They were charging $80 a club, or not even a club, just, like, a little hangout spot to go
into. Well, that's the thing, dude. It depends on how you go, because I've gone all-inclusive, and I didn't spend any money, but they come at you with activities. Like, oh, we have activities. You want to go
almost fucking drowned.
On a boat ride, on parasailing, like they'll come at you like, oh, you can just hang out, get fucked up, and do whatever you want, or you can go do cool shit, but it's like 60, 80, 100 bucks for every daily activity you want to do.
I almost drowned jet skiing, and I had a life vest on.
How does that happen?
I fell off the jet ski, and I couldn't get my fat ass back on there.
Oh, you couldn't get back on the jet ski? I can imagine that being difficult.
I panicked.
How did you almost drown? You have a vest on.
Because I panicked and I thought I was like, so I got really tired.
You stopped floating?
I got really tired from trying to pull my. Because you know what? You know what happened?
What?
It's because we're in the middle of the fucking ocean and I'm afraid like a shark's gonna fucking bite me. So I'm panicking, trying to get back on the fucking jet ski.
Uh huh.
And I'm a big fucking fat dude and I can't pull myself.
How did
up.
You get it back up?
You know it's funny. So I fell off once, and I managed to get back on. The second time...
You were too tired.
I was too tired. And the guy rolls up in a jet ski, and he's like a little Mexican dude.
Uh-huh.
And he's just standing there watching me, and I'm like, help me, you fucker!
Ah, these fat gringos. They don't know shit.
So he, look at this fat boy. He fell in the water.
His jet ski has speakers. No, no, he had speakers in his vest.
The little tubas, me, my fat ass, trying to get back on there.
Yeah, they would be playing that when you're struggling to get back on.
I'm taking a picture of a selfie right there. With my fat ass
and knowing your ass, your shorts are probably sagging and your cracks is out everywhere.
Oh, I was showing mad crack.
You weren't even showing crack. You were showing the whole fucking butthole, I bet you.
So this is the second country I've gone to?
Yeah.
Where I'm the fucking fattest person there.
Oh, hands down you are.
Jesus Christ. You know how many times I heard fucking gordo or even the guys I was with making fucking...
gordito!
Making fucking fat jokes and I'm like...
Well, you're the fat one out of the group.
Imagine me flying down there. Flying down there in an airplane seat.
Uh-huh.
It was hell.
Imagine me flying in an airplane seat.
How many seats do you think it'd take?
Well, two at least. Fucking two.
Two and a half?
Two? I would have to get two seats.
Uh-huh.
I would, because I don't think they would let me get on.
I had that panic, dude, because I sat down and like...
dude, you're not that big, dude. Calm down.
No, have you been in an airplane seat?
Yes.
When?
Fucking, when I was probably your size.
So when you were four?
When I was your size. But when I was smaller, I've gone. But now I'm pretty sure I have to get two seats. It's only pay extra if the plane's full. If the plane is full, you took up a seat.
Mm-hmm.
But if the plane is not full, they'll give you your money back for the one seat.
I had that little quick moment of panic of like, fuck, what am I... Because there's been a couple of times where I'm like, there's no way they're going to have a big-ass life vest for me. There's no way they're going to have a big-ass seat vest.
No, you're fine. You're like a 2X max. You're fine. That's like normal big. Like, once you're past the 2X, you're not big. You're fat. Like, you're fat.
Check my shirt size. Last time I checked, this was a 3X. I'm fat. I just discovered that on air. No, over there, dude, like, that's where I felt the most fucking fat, dude. Because the resort that we went to has a fucking pool.
Yeah.
So we get down there kind of early, first day we're there.
Uh-huh.
Take off my shirt, see a guy, bunch of six-packs everywhere, put back on my shirt.
Imagine that. I'm impressed that you took off your shirt, because you're such a bitch about that.
Yeah.
You're such a bitch about fucking letting people see your ugly-ass nipples and shit, dude.
Why my nipples are ugly? Those comments like that is making that makes me insecure.
Like a bitch.
Oh man, dude, I should be more insecure than you, and I don't give a fuck, dude. I'll go in there with no shirt. I'm fat as fuck though, but
no, you're not.
Yeah, I'm fat as fuck, dude.
Yeah. I was gonna...
That's why I'm like, why, dude? If me and you, if you're in the pool, if you're the biggest guy there. And I'm not there, then yeah, you should feel insecure.
I kid you not.
You're like, fuck. I fucking wish Chench was here.
I seen like girls, God. Ladies, like grown ass women, like with two or three kids, and I have more stretch marks than them.
Did you feel motivated?
Yeah.
You're like, I'm gonna start working out.
Yeah, and then I went down to the buffet.
Yeah, right. Like, yeah, right.
The only time I ever felt skinny when I was down there is when I got hungover and I was just throwing up. I was like, oh,
so
fuck.
You felt fucking sick and dehydrated?
Yeah, and then I was like, oh, fuck, it feels better.
I feel skinny. Myself.
And then they opened up the buffet and
I felt fat again.
Yeah.
How was the buffets out there?
I was like, ugh. It was alright.
Did they have pizza, but it was like weird pizza?
Yeah, it had bell peppers on it. Ooh.
Well, bell peppers aren't weird. I mean, the way they make them is weird sometimes, because it's not really... It's like Mexican cheese, so it's not like stretchy cheese.
Taco Bell cheese.
Yeah, it's weird.
Well, who sprinkled dick cheese on my pizza? But yeah, dude, over there, dude, like, the resort that I went to, fucking, gorgeous women everywhere, dude. Mm-hmm. You know how much fucking stuff I have in my spank bank right now?
Probably a lot, but yeah. Then, but it all has music in it.
Yeah, pretty so much. What is your... a lot of random stupid facts.
So what kind of music is in your spank bank right now?
Right now?
Yeah.
But first, let me take a selfie.
I came back in this one, dude. Cause too much of this?
So now you're just into gay music.
Yeah, I'm all about my gay music right now.
It's like gay David Guetta music.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, like, by the way, the first scene that came to my head since I landed in Cancun and I seen all the fucking hot girls, first scene that popped in my head.
I'ma fuck this bitch, I'ma fuck this bitch, I'll fuck anything that moves!
And I didn't. I ended up jacking off in the shower, all pathetically.
And what music was playing when you were jacking off in the shower?
Honestly?
It's like boner kill music. You're like, I can't. When am I going to finish?
It was. Dude.
All right, so what was your flight pattern back?
It was Cancun, Dallas, my holy Mecca. I saw all kinds of cowboy gay.
All kinds of cowboy gays.
Hey, oh my God, dude.
You saw a really good gay guy?
No, I saw a gorgeous fucking white chick that was down there. Blonde hair, blue eyes. She was one of the...
cowgirls?
No, she was one of the people that worked at the airports.
Okay.
She's like the security.
Okay.
Oh my God, that accent down there, dude.
The country one?
Yeah, she was like, yes ma'am, no ma'am. She was one of those girls.
She's like, oh. I think so she thought you were your mom. You're a female. Yes ma'am, no ma'am.
You talking to me? I've been, lately, dude, in the pictures I've been looking at, I've been looking more and more like a fat lesbo. Like Chaz Bono, straight up, dude. Okay. Serious.
I don't doubt that you look like a fat lesbian. If I would have never met your mother, I would say you're crazy. But I've met your mom, and you look just like her.
So
you do look like a chick.
Say if I didn't have this facial hair, right?
Well, you don't have any facial hair.
I have some facial hair.
You don't.
It's there.
It's transparent.
It looks like something.
It's invisible beard.
It's there.
Okay.
It's there.
All right.
So, you saw me from a distance.
Uh-huh.
Would you think I was a guy or a girl?
I'd be like, damn, that dyke has short hair.
Yeah, that dyke just as better than I do.
That dyke short cut her hair. And it looks like she smells.
She should have washed her palm, right?
All right, so Cancun to Dallas, and you saw a hot TSA chick, and then?
And then we ended up in Denver.
Denver? Then you went to Denver, and then what happened?
We ended up in Vegas.
And then you went to Vegas. Oh, my God.
Okay, this is the end of the trip, dude. I'm like, I'm partied out. I'm fucking... I'm all that out.
Oh yeah, these assholes are. I'm 100% confident these assholes kept playing that music.
Oh yeah.
In every single city they went to.
Oh yeah.
Now I know you, and you're. I'm sure by this time you're beyond irritated.
Oh yeah.
I'm sure you're being.
I'm so
the fat
irritated.
Annoying kid in the back seat that's just.
No.
Annoying as fuck.
I was just quiet and seething. As soon as we get to Vegas, like I'm so done, right? Like I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm like, let's just get a car.
You've never wanted not to be in Vegas in your life as much as that day.
I hate Vegas, dude. Uh-huh. I just fucking hate
Vegas. Even if you're looking forward to it, you still hate it.
I fucking hate Vegas.
Okay, so you've never hated Vegas as much as that day.
Yeah.
You're like, I don't want to fucking be here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I already know, as soon as we get there, hey, bro, we're in Vegas. And it was like that for like
Eternity.
For me, it was an eternity.
Yeah, and then you guys caught a plane back to LA from Vegas.
Yeah. Okay. So four guys.
You caught a plane from.
No. We ended up renting four fucking guys, right?
Uh huh.
How tall am I? I'm like 6'1".
Yeah.
299 pounds. Yeah, I wouldn't say that, but
299, not 300.
We rent a fucking Camaro.
What?
Convertible Camaro. Out of all people, who sits in the back seat?
You.
Tallest, fattest fucking dude.
Yeah, you don't deserve to be going up front because you don't like the music.
Four guys in the fucking convertible is the gayest thing ever.
No, it's actually pretty cool if you're like going to the
beach. Okay, if you think that, then you're gay.
Have you been in a convertible?
Yes, with four dudes.
No, but like just you and another person. Just two people in a Mustang going to fucking the beach.
No.
Okay. It's fucking badass, dude.
Okay. Now it might be badass.
Yeah.
Except for our convertible top didn't go down. Uh-huh. So we're just paying for the convertible.
But no, this is what I'm saying. This is not your fault. Okay? Mm-hmm. And I feel bad for you because you felt like shit because you're the biggest guy in the smallest seat. Right? Mm-hmm. But a convertible is badass, dude. Now, your dumbasses could not put the trunk, the top down because you had shit in the trunk. So you had the top up, mm-hmm. and it was a tiny ass seat. Mm-hmm. But if you would have been in the front, just you and another person, and had all your shit in your trunk and fucking top down, it would have been badass.
Right.
But
wind blowing in my hair.
Yeah, but all through your beard or whatever. But you guys fucked up. Four fucking guys in the convertible with the top up because you have to put shit in your trunk. And I already know you guys had luggage inside the car because it didn't fit in the trunk. So you guys had bags inside with you, and no, you guys were all bunched up.
We were actually able to put it in there. They just got my duffel bag, smashed it all in there. Like, my shit didn't matter. Like,
okay. All this shit doesn't matter.
That is exactly what happened. Like, okay.
They
smashed my fedora.
Your fedora? You had a fucking fedora?
They smashed my fedora.
You have a fedora?
Yes.
Now that's the gayest thing you've ever said.
I'm a swag.
Were you the only one with the fedora?
No, I mean, one of the other guys did.
One fedora per crew, that's the rule.
So?
That's the rule. So you guys are idiots.
The only cool guy wearing the fedora?
Only one. The first guy to wear a fedora is the only guy that has to wear it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's one girl out there, but, ooh, you wore a fedora.
Oh, there's two fedoras in that group. I don't want that.
You're not down to wear a fedora.
Oh, man, I feel bad. You guys should have gotten an SUV or at least a full-size car.
That's what I was kind of being bitchy. I was like, hey, we got a Camaro. As long as it looks cool, right?
Yeah.
I was like, fuck the guy that's sitting in the back. I was like...
And they're like, you know what? I already know how these guys think. They're probably...
I asked them. I was like, hey, man, I just sat 2 hours in the back seat. Do you mind if it's in the front? No. I'm okay. That's pretty much how it went down.
Ah, man, your Cancun trip sucked.
No, it was...
I'm sure
no.
The other guys that went had an awesome time.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to lie. Like, I had a lot of fun when I was out there. Mm-hmm. Chris Angel was out there, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He's going to watch me make my weenie disappear into this girl's mouth.
He's going to be mind freak.
You freaking mind, bitch.
You did he... Was he doing something, or...?
He was kicking it.
Was he just, like, a regular tourist and shit, or what?
Yeah, I think he was just there on vacation, thinking about stupid tricks he can do.
People fucking bugging him?
Yeah, I even thought about bugging him.
You should have, dude.
Well, make your weenie disappear into my butt.
Can you please make a sound drop of that? And use it on yourself?
Oh, yeah.
Right? So you can use gay sound drops
Let's
on yourself?
Let's play Houdini instead of taking with your weenie.
Instead of just saying gay sound drops of me, can you please create that?
I'll think about it.
That's perfect. You should just do that one. I'm not telling you to use it. Just have it on file.
Okay, let me see. I think I can edit it up.
Let me smell your dick.
Chris, yeah. You could put it Chris Angel Arnold or something.
Yeah. But yeah, it was fun out there.
Saw okay, people, okay, okay, cool.
Saw people now, banging in the pool.
Saw
people banging in the pool.
Like, during the day or at night?
Yeah, they were banging in front of Chris Angel, actually. Damn. Like, Chris Angel's right here in his
That's
little
dirty.
Cabana suite.
And then he made him disappear when the security showed up.
Boom, make these people disappear.
They're banging on top of a palm tree somewhere. Now, okay. All right, cool. Now, here are my questions.
Go ahead.
All right. Any special drink that you might have had that you've never had before?
Oh, my God. Like, no. No? But it's the first time I ever drank cheap fucking whiskey, dude.
And what happened?
I was sick.
So if it's not Jack, it's not you?
If it ain't Jack, it ain't me. You know what it's like to be hungover for like 5 or 6 days?
Yes, I do.
I felt like Al Pastor just cooking in the sun. Like, I was so hungover. We went to this beautiful fucking island, right? It's called Isla de Mujeres, whatever.
Isla de Mujeres.
Whatever, suck it easy.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking gorgeous fucking island, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's fucking... They have, like, these lawn chairs where you can sit on the beach, and there's fucking girls in bikinis, like, everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat there just fucking roasted in the sun.
Because you're fucking hungover and dehydrated like a motherfucker.
Yeah. It was brutal peachy party.
What did you do to come back to life? Did you do anything, or you just fucking sat there in
coconut
the sun?
Coconut water. That was it.
That's seafood. Gross. Like actual coconut water from a coconut, or coconut
yeah,
water
coconut
from a
water from a coconut.
Oh, that's not bad.
Man, dude.
Oh, dude, I like when they make like an alcoholic drink in a coconut with coconut water. Mm-hmm. That's not bad, dude.
Fuck all that.
Okay.
You're in an island, and girls in bikinis everywhere, dude.
Okay.
Like my weenie was like
hungover too.
No. Okay, you ever put a hot dog inside a microwave and it just explodes?
That's all that, was, my that was your when you at the Isla de Mujeres.
Well, just in Cancun, period.
Just prawned out.
There's not enough fucking weenie for my boner, dude.
Well, you're single. You should have fucking tried to mingle.
Yeah. Well, I tried. I did. You know, honestly.
I saw you post a video of like a fat lesbian girl. So I was like, I think Arnold's trying to get at this dyke.
She kept giving me the vibe, right? Because she was like, "Oh, dancing next to me."
She's all like, "I'm gay," and then really she's bi and she's down to fuck around, but she's trying to trick you.
No, okay. Here's what happened. She was there with her wife or soon to be wife, whatever.
Ooh, you had a what?
Huh?
You got friendly with a chick that has a wife?
It's not the first time.
No, but I mean...
No, wait, yeah, what?
Yeah, and you're in Cancun? Uh-huh. I don't care if they're ugly, bro.
No, the wife was hot.
What?
The wife was crazy hot.
All right, so what happened?
How
come you didn't make it happen?
No habla español, buddy.
Dick, they didn't speak English?
No.
Oh, damn. I thought they were tourists.
So I kept doing this, I'm like,
And they're like...
For bagel bumping? More scissors?
Wait, so there were locals in?
I think so.
That sucks know. For you. They probably looked at you and you're like, "Oh, he looks funny." And then they're like, "Let's give him some."
They're like, "He looks like a lesbian too." He goes, "Are you one of us? Don't get us bagel bumping?"
Oh, man, I thought you were trying to get at the lesbian.
No, well, she kept I think she was trying to get me drunk, and I was fucked up the whole time I was there. I was like, she was like, "Oh, come on, drink. And I was like, "Okay.
I want to steal your wallet."
So I was throwing him back, and she was over there sipping. I was like, "This bitch, she's trying to either get me drunk to touch my dick, or she's gonna rob me."
Probably both.
Yeah, she didn't actually. At the end of the night, she didn't end up wanting me. Well, she did, but she tried to sit up for sake seconds, which was a guy with the, like, six pack.
That's funny.
Yeah.
So, to our listeners, the ones that are listening, would you recommend them going to Cancun?
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. You know how much stuff you can put in your spank bag over there? How many times I reglazed the fucking toilet in there?
So every time these guys sat on the toilet playing their music...
I was just over there just jacking it.
They were sitting on your children?
Yeah.
On your thousands of babies you left in that restroom?
Yeah. Since I couldn't have one in the U.S.
I left thousands of babies in the restroom in Cancun.
And by the way, fuck it. We're gonna go back to the reason why I took off to Cancun.
Oh, okay.
Fuck that girl. You know when she fucking had the balls? Like when it was all said and done. All
right.
I was like, I'm gonna be
let's
mature.
Let's do this. You're doing this. Let's
I was like,
do
I'm
it.
Gonna be mature. I'm not gonna talk shit about her on the show. And in all fairness, I will be mature. I'm not going to say her name. I'm just going to call her Skid Marks.
Okay. All right, keep you. You're doing this, so go for it.
You know what she had the balls, the audacity to fucking say? My sisters are ghetto.
Oh, she said your sisters are ghetto?
Yeah. She said, "Oh, fuck you and your..." No, she's just like, "Oh, fuck your ghetto sisters and all that." I'm going
to
tell you this.
What do your sisters have anything to do with this?
We had an argument, and my sister somehow got brought up.
Okay, first question. Did your sister fuck her up?
No.
Because then that would have she would have a reason to say that.
No.
She didn't, so she has no reason.
First of all, if you're going to call somebody else ghetto, you can't be ghetto yourself. Out of all the fucking people I know, this skin marks has been to the abortion clinic like I don't know how many times. When they give you get 5 abortions, get 1 for free card, you might be ghetto.
She has 5 cards.
She has the baby that she had to go drop off recently was for free.
Oh my God.
If you like the fucking Raiders and you have a Raider jacket and you...
That doesn't mean you're ghetto.
You're ghetto.
If everybody in your family has a Raider jacket.
Exactly. So don't call anybody... Don't say this person's ghetto and then be a fucking Raider fan number one as well.
Okay.
Her fat-ass fucking boyfriend before me had fucking... Oldies lyrics tattooed on his chest.
Okay. So, okay, so she said your sisters are ghetto.
Yeah.
And then.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
So that's why you're like, I'm going to talk shit about her because she talks shit about
no,
her sisters.
No, what I'm saying is, like, at least my sisters haven't been to the abortion clinic that many times. At least.
Come on, that many times. Well, fuck her, dude. Fuck her. She has no... She could talk as much shit as she wants about you and say you're the biggest piece of shit
in the world.
You know
what the funny thing was? Like,
but she's not supposed to talk about your family.
Yeah. See, here's the thing. The first time me and her broke, it took me a long time to get over it. Like, that was like the second girl I've ever been on. And depression kicked the shit out of me.
Mm-hmm. Since then... If we have listeners, they know that already.
Hey, just go back and listen to the first couple episodes. Uh-huh. I'm pretty depressed right now.
Okay.
Depression can kick your fucking ass.
Yes, it can.
They kicked my ass for like I don't know how many years because of that one girl. This time around, dude, like I've been around and I'm fucking smarter and all that. And the only reason why I fell into this little funk is because I lost the baby. And then I was just like sitting there writing it. Like I this girl was so fucking crazy. She didn't let me podcast the way I wanted to podcast. I had to talk about her. I had to like it was weird. She'd like talk about me, but don't talk about me. Because, honestly, I wouldn't even fucking mention being engaged because I was just like...
She was a groupie.
Yeah. I love your show. And then she would turn around like, I hate his show because he talks about banging other girls and all that. And I was just like, when you first started talking to me, this is what the show was, you know? So, she kind of had me by the balls. Like, that's why, like, after a while, I was just like, why the fuck do I even want to do the show if I can't even be myself? So, I was in there writing in my little Dora the Explorer journal book.
Like a bitch.
I would go to work and come home, not even socialize with anybody.
Like a bitch.
I couldn't fucking podcast or do anything. Like, it was just fucking miserable, dude. And I kind of realized I just avoided a bullet altogether. A Raider-loving bullet.
I agree with you. And
so now we're back.
I saw all of that, so you're not lying.
Huh?
I've seen all of that, so I'm not. You're not lying. So.
Yeah, I was just like, why the fuck did I let this happen to me?
Hey, man.
You know, okay.
You were very happy, though. That's the front you would put up.
So to pull it to... No, I was fucking miserable. I was fucking miserable, dude. Because look it. For 3 years, I managed to stay out of a relationship because I wanted to put my dick in everything that came along. Mm-hmm. And to be in a relationship where I can't, mm-hmm. where I have to put it in only one person and... I'm not gonna lie, dude. I got the itch. I was just like, when a week or two would go by, we couldn't see each other. I'm like, mm-hmm. and put my weenie in something. And yeah, it was kind of hard. But like, and all the insecurities. I mean, this girl is gorgeous, dude. But the insecurities on that girl, dude. And she gave whack head. And she thought she was really good at it. It was really horrible. So, in conclusion to that,
fool me once. Shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Apparently you can.
Fool me 3 times. Shame on you again. Yeah, so... After that, like, before Cancun came along, like, me and her had broken up, and I was just like, I need to get my rebound out of the way. It's like, I need to get it out of the way. Mm-hmm. So one of my friends from Dallas hits me up, and we go out on a date, and then... We come back here, we jump in the pool, we're drinking, we're fucked up, right? So, we're in the pool, we're night swimming. You know what she does? Huh. Farts in the fucking pool.
That's funny.
She did this thing where she laughed really hard and uh-huh. farted. And... she's all...
Okay, that's not a fart, but I know what you mean, though.
I kid you not, like... The bubbles kind of rolled up, but then she, like, swam away back, But the fart bubble came up. And you know when you fart underwater, it smells so bad?
Well, because you get the fart bubble.
Yeah. That shit sobered me up. I was like, whoa. Ooh. But, like, the weird thing was, like, I saw the bubbles and I felt the vibration in the water.
That so, must have been the big fart then.
Exactly.
If you felt the vibration.
I felt the vibration, too.
It felt like a jacuzzi. A fart, a shit jacuzzi.
Yeah, and then, like, she had this look on her face, and we kind of had that awkward pause, and I just did that awkward laugh, like, I didn't hear that.
You were like, you just did not fart.
Yeah, in my pool.
You're stupid, dude.
Yeah.
But, that's the past.
Bang the shit out of that girl.
We're in the present now.
After I banged her, like, I was like, what the fuck? Like, why did I ever get depressed? Like, I'm Arnold. It's awesome to be me. And then I went to Cancun and I was like, it's horrible to be me. I need to get on a diet.
So, instant reality check as soon as you got there.
Oh, hell yeah.
You'll be fine, dude. You're going to start working out like a beast. Beast mode, all gains.
I'm actually back in a relationship.
So,
not with that girl, because that girl, I was with.
That's why you said you're kind of single.
No, I'm not single anymore. I'm back.
So you're not single?
No.
Okay, so it's been, what, 40 minutes?
It's been, we broke, dude.
No, what I mean is, at the beginning of this podcast, you're single.
Yeah, yeah.
And at the end of the podcast, you're not single. And
then the drunker I got, I'm like,
I'm not single, I actually do have a girl.
Dude, my relationship with that girl fell apart faster than IKEA furniture, dude. Like, it was on and then off, like, right away.
So 3 months.
No, we got engaged in February, and then we were broken up by March.
So a month.
Yeah.
Less than a month.
Yeah.
You know, you could return shit within 30 days.
Like what?
Like anything. I'm just being stupid.
By the way, this is the second time I bought a ring for this girl.
So she's jacked you for 2 rings already?
Yeah, it's already be the second ring. And my Dallas Cowboy jacket.
Look, bro.
And my Dallas... That's what I'm more mad about, my Dallas Cowboy jacket.
Alright, well, you're wrong about the wrong things. You're mad about the wrong things. You should
fuck
be mad
at... stupid ring. I'd rather have my Dallas Cowboy jacket. Football season's coming in. And now that queer-ass football... By the way, the fuck's wrong with you Mexicans?
Why?
Fucking rioting in Huntington Park? Just because you
won? Yeah, I agree with you.
Just because you won a game?
Yeah, I agree with you.
Just because you won a game? Beat you riot! Somebody hit somebody!
I agree with you. It is pretty lame. But I'm sure those people are having an awesome time. It's the same shit when people riot when the Lakers win. It's just people look same shit. It's just an excuse to do something stupid. And yes, I agree with you. They fucking cause a lot of headaches for people in the city, and they make the city spend a lot of money. But the city needs to be ready. If you know you have a city full of idiots or dumb fucking Mexicans that are going to riot and shit, you should do your homework and get ready.
Calm down, Mexican. No need for a quinceañera right here. Shut up, bitch. I'm the super fan.
If you guys heard that, Arnold has to go take a shower. Oh, man, dude, that smells.
Let's take a break.
How much time have we got so far? Oh, you guys, listen to us on Podomatic. It smells like ass in here. We're on Podomatic, YouTube, Twitter, Google us. Uneducated Humor, We the Best, DJ Cali.
What the fuck?
I can't think right now. It smells like ass right here.
Look, we're back. We're going to start recording, dude. We're going to actually put together some shows. I'm over my little depression. I'm ready to write.
Yeah, right. For Uneducated Humor, this is Chench.
And I'm Arnold.
So please.
Like a bitch.
It smells so bad. Naked in the bathtub. And on the porcelain, waiting for that little hurricane to pull your torso in the water. Don't run, just trips like rain, still trips like a painkiller, drips to the veins. Fill it up with a bag of that happy stuff, cause the way she runs out, you can tell she ain't had enough. Good times goddess, my goodness, goth fingernail polish, autopilot footprints, with a smile that's stitched to the fabric of bedtime tales that keep them kids out of the attic. The mouth of madness, loud and manic, the motive of the bird holding south on the atlas. Picture a hole, put your hero in. Envision the goal, not zero in. Been watching your night train track for the last few stops with no desire to hop it. How did we end up in your apartment?
Pocket full of gossip, says this ain't smart. When it's all said and done, can't hit restart. But I'd be damned if I don't wanna kiss you hard. Should've known better not to fuck with you. Ain't got nothing but too much to lose. Lost in the rush, don't know what to do. That drug got you like I want you. Should've known better not to fuck with you. Ain't got nothing but too much to lose. Lost in the rush, don't know what to do. That drug got you like I want you. I've got a restraining order against Satan's daughter, and I keep it at the bottom of this chain of sin and water. And when we get there, you can sit there and stare from behind your mascara and your thick hair. I'm aware of that pain you harbor, the same that gave game to the names you martyr. Apart from the details of substance and whatnot, I fucks with that hunger of love pistol gut rot. Bloodshot, give me one shot, my shot. Propped up on enough talk to make the time stop. The lines of chalk that Benjamin Mike cop killed the illustrations on their neighborhood sidewalks. Then all of a sudden she got silent. Pupils like marbles hide behind eyelids. Getaway sticks go limp in whole place. That fucked up smile sucked up most her face. Truly beauty, the scene serene, and each criticism becomes redeemed. Swallow my words, no more judgment is through. Cause you look like what I feel like when I'm with you. Should've known better not to fuck with you. Ain't got nothing but too much to lose. Lost in the rush, don't know what to do. That drug got you like I want you. Should've known better not to fuck with you. Ain't got nothing but too much to lose. Lost in the rush, don't know what to do. That drug got you like I want you.